Nigeria's first ever submission for an Oscar for Best International Film has been disqualified. The Academy Award organizers say the movie Lionheart includes too much English language. The World's Rupa Shenoy has more.
The biggest legacy I will leave for posterity is you, my daughter.
The main character's father says that in the movie Lionheart. But when he gets sick, the father bypasses his daughter and chooses a man to run his business.
His reasons have nothing to do with you being a woman.
When the man in charge runs her father's business into the ground, the daughter has to pull it back from the brink.
Lionheart is in severe debt.
The film was acquired by Netflix. It stars and was directed by award-winning Nigerian actress Genevieve Nnaji. She funded the film and was interviewed by CNN about it last year.
It's provided an environment where I could showcase the things that made me proud of our culture, our talents, our values. It was really about that authenticity.
The 90-minute film has just under 12 minutes of dialogue in the Igbo language of southeastern Nigeria. This year, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences renamed the category of Best Foreign Language Film to Best International Feature Film. But the rules for the category haven't changed. The Academy still defines an international film as having predominantly non-English dialogue. So Lionheart's been disqualified. The reaction to the Academy's decision was swift, and it was led by Hollywood director Ava DuVernay. She pointed out in a tweet that English is one of the official languages of Nigeria. That's a result of it being colonized by the British. Are you barring this country from ever competing for an Oscar in its official language? DuVernay asked. The director, Nnaji, in her own tweet, said Lionheart represents the way Nigerians speak. We do not choose who colonized us, she wrote, adding that English acts as a bridge between hundreds of native languages. Many of Nigeria's biggest film productions have primarily English dialogue.
This is the reality of Nigeria as it exists now. And the film wasn't created to rectify the realities and the consequences of colonialism.
Mukhtara Yusuf is a Nigerian artist and academic who focuses on colonial studies.
It's reflecting a language reality that is very common in Nigeria, especially for people of certain classes. And I don't see why there should be any punishment for really honestly reflecting that reality.
But there are those who say that Lionheart doesn't represent Nigeria well. Nigerian Uduak Nwang is a social media consultant.
Speaking English and using English is like you're putting on an image that is not you. You're trying to celebrate the people that colonized you or telling them, oh, yeah, I'm still not matured, I'm still a baby.
And a rule is a rule, says Nigerian director Obia Malanye. He says Nnaji probably made Lionheart in English to get the biggest possible audience. But there are plenty of Nigerian films made in native languages like Yoruba and Hausa.
I think to argue that English is our official language, so we should be allowed to submit a foreign category film, if you look at it logically and with all lack of sentimentalism, you'll find that it doesn't hold much water.
For its part, the Nigerian Oscar Selection Committee says in a statement that from now on, it intends to submit films that are mostly in native languages, not English. They're urging Nigerian directors to keep that in mind when making films if they want to be considered for an Oscar. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.